AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are no signs of a drying trend in South Carolina. Officials say there were about 100 rescues across the state from heavy rain and flooding. The AP's Joshua Pogel reports low-lying areas of Somerville, South Carolina, are impossible to drive through.
There are roadblocks all over the place. In fact, there are so many roads need to be blocked off, there's not enough barricades to go around. A gentleman in the neighborhood I was in previously, he was using recycling bins to mark off the entrance to the neighborhood and make sure no one came in and got stuck.
Heavy rain and flooding covers an area north up to New Jersey. Farther out in the Atlantic is Hurricane Joaquin. Todd Kimberlin at the National Hurricane Center says it's getting closer to Bermuda.
It does look like they're going to be experiencing an extended period of time of tropical storm force winds, but as the center passes north of the island tonight, it looks like the worst will be over.
Meantime, aircraft return to the southeastern Bahamas to resume searching for a U.S. cargo ship with 33 people on board. It got caught up in Joaquin and lost power and communication. Vice President Joe Biden says there is no question transgender people can serve in the military.
It's simple. All Americans who qualify to serve physically should be able to serve.
He spoke to members of the Human Rights Campaign. Biden is calling transgender rights the civil rights issue of our time. Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz says he is running for Speaker of the House.
I think the American public wants to see a change. They want a fresh start.
On Fox News Sunday, Chaffetz says Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy would be just a continuation of the current Speaker, John Boehner. Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie wants to come to Washington. His focus is on the White House and not on Capitol Hill.
I would rather jump off the Brooklyn Bridge than be in Congress.
On ABC's This Week, Chris Christie said his record shows he can unite the GOP. This is AP Radio News. The NFL is up early today. The New York Jets and Miami Dolphins are playing in London. It's in the third quarter, and the Jets lead 27-7. Later today in Denver, Peyton Manning's 3-0 Broncos host the 2-1 Minnesota Vikings.
We're continuing to work. We got some lot changes and new players and new guys doing different things, and we're just trying to look for a little bit of improvement each week.
The Sunday night matchup, Dallas without Tony Romo, is at New Orleans. In case you missed it last night on NBC's Saturday Night Live.
I'm Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Hey, great name. I'm Val.
The Democratic presidential candidate met her SNL character, played by Kate McKinnon.
Oh, Val, I'm just so darn bummed. All anyone wants to talk about is Donald Trump.
Donald Trump? Isn't he the one that's like, you're all losers?
Clinton also introduced the first musical guest, Miley Cyrus. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.